Before starting the episode, I'm gonna make a little point here. I normally never listen to my episodes once I publish them, but I did, and I figured out, like, I always started saying good evening, because normally I do podcasting stuff during the evenings, so, but there are other people, like, who are listening in the mornings or in the afternoons. So from this episode, I'm gonna skip all of those introduction parts, okay? So I didn't used to say that, but I took a pause from doing podcasting stuff because of my freaking exams. If I tell you it's been a crazy month, I mean January, I was messing up with my whole life routine, like my timetable, simply because after coming back from London, if you are listening to our podcast, so you know me, I wasted a week after coming back just, you know, to try to figure out what's going on, simply because at the end of December, once I finished all of my assignments, I had like a couple of weeks to enjoy, to relax. So my worst character is once I start relaxing, it's damn hard for me to come back from it. So, but my exams punched in my face. It was too hard. Because they were back-to-back exams, so, you know, in the middle, you only have, like, 1 or 2 days to prepare for the next one. So you can imagine, it's been a crazy experience. I was rushing myself to memorize things, just to pass the module and passing the exam as well. I felt like Mr. Bean hurrying in the last minute of the exam. If you ever watched that episode of Mr. Bean, I must repeat this phrase: your childhood was awesome. Because this says a lot, like, it makes sense, you know, rushing in the last minute because you've been preparing for certain questions and in the exam you get the opposite ones. Like, yeah, that's stupid. Apart from that, I simultaneously started learning how to play chess. That's a good news, because I've never played it before. I even didn't try to learn it. I thought, like, chess is kind of a stupid game, like, people sit and just they handle their head and they think. For me, it was kind of boring when I was younger. Now I realize I was stupid. Like, I wasted so much time without learning this beautiful game, you know what I'm saying? I regret more than everything, like, why didn't I learn it when I had so much free time during my bachelor years? During my bachelor years, if I compare to my master's, it's like, I didn't do specifically anything, you know what I'm saying? It was only about getting mark and getting your monthly scholarship. So that's what we thought about these. But now I go, like, why the hell didn't I learn it? This is such a beautiful mind game. So if you play chess, you don't have to be a professional. Maybe some of you are already playing it and at least played it in the past. This game is all about expanding your horizon, I should say, and thinking differently and stuff. So I'm not gonna go deep into it, but I must admit that I became so addicted to this game. I started learning it roughly about a couple of weeks ago. Then, like, I was stupid because at the same time I had my exams, I had to prepare for them, but at the same time I was playing chess. But at least I'm quite thankful that I learned how to play it, you know. So nowadays it's my daily routine. All I'm gonna say is, like, it's better than never. You know this phrase, don't you? Back to our project. It makes me laugh whenever I say our project. It sounds like our governor's promises, like I'm gonna do this and that, but at the end of the day it ends up at a half road. So it's such a shame for me, because I procrastinated a lot. So but now I was doing some research about my 3D project, but YouTube recommended me one video, so I just went for it. So it was about, like, I ended up listening to a Chinese guy's podcast about wasting time. He was claiming that as long as you do what you love, it's not wasting. So then I started to think about it. It's like, it's obvious, so everyone knows it. As long as you enjoy it, it's not wasting. But sometimes we forget about it. We forget about enjoying our moment. And it happened, like, I remember when I was stressing about the exams, I suddenly stopped and asked myself, me? Stressing? What on earth for? It's because I came here to study, and I'm stressing about it, and I'm feeling bad about it. Then boom, I kind of woke up. So man, relax, take it easy, right? You came here to study. So it's pretty normal to feel stressed before the exams. So we are all human beings. So there is no way to escape from it. But if you talk to yourself, like, at least if you remind yourself every time, you have to enjoy every moment of your life, so it becomes much, much easier for you. You know what I'm saying? This is what that Chinese guy was talking about. So yeah, then I said even louder, let's enjoy the moment. And I even felt this energy during all of my exam sessions. Of course, you sometimes feel bad, as I told you. Once you realize this is not the end of the world, and, you know, you just start to think differently, it becomes much, much easier for you to handle whatever the moment is, whatever you are stressing about. So yeah, now I am feeling a little bit tired after talking too much. It's too much for me because it's been a month, so I'm not practicing to talk too much, so it's pretty normal. Tomorrow is the first day of our second semester. Probably many of our listeners are also about to start their new semester. All I can say is good luck. If you work, if you study, if you are resting, whatever you do. So lots of other episodes are coming, hopefully. And by the way, on Anchor application, if you know about it, I'm getting more motivational stupid notifications about, like, let's create more podcasts because your audience is waiting for you, this kind of stuff. I was surprised because I never received this type of notifications before. Maybe it was because of their algorithms, or they are changing, they are making improvements on their applications, whatever. So, but as long as people are interested in listening to our terrible podcast, so I'm happy to move on. So that's the last point for today. Okay, enough for today. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to enjoy every moment of your life. So play chess, play other sports, especially football. If you watch it, if you play it, it's all right. As usual, you take care. You must take care about yourself. So hasta luego, which means see you soon.